Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Guruja, he broke. Ah, indeed.
Translation.
While Shaw would continue to hurl tons of weapons at him with great force, or Christian with thoughts that fell, shot his arrows at Shaw, wounding him, shattering his armor, bow, and crisp to his hand. His blood, the Lord smashed his enemy's shoulder every kick. Wherefore, to the brother writes, when Shaw thought that Christian had been bewildered by his misrepresentations, he became encouraged and began to attack the Lord with greater strength and energy by showering volumes of arrows upon him. But the enthusiasm of Shalva can be compared to the speedy march of flies into a fire. Lord Krishna, by hurling his arrows with unfathomable strength, injured Shalva whose armor, bow, and jewels helmet all scattered to pieces. While a crashing blow from Krishna's club, Shalva's wonderful hairpin burst into pieces and fell into this. The fact that Shalva's insignificant mystic power did not reward Lord Krishna is here emphatically demonstrated. 34. Shattered into thousands of pieces by Krishna's club, the shoulder airship plummeted into the water. Shalva abandoned it, stationed himself on the ground, took up his club, and rushed toward Lord Krishna. While Shalva rushed at him, the Lord shot a Baladar and cut off his arm to held the club. Having finally decided to kill Shalva, Krishna then raised his cigar from his weapon, which resembled the sun at the time of universal annihilation. The brilliantly shining Lord appeared like the easternmost mountain bearing the rising sun. 36. Employing his disc, Lord Hari removed that great magician's head with his earrings and crown, just as Puranga had used his thunderbolt to cut off Krishna's head. Seeing this, all the Shalva's followers cried out, "Alas, alas, ha ha ha." Bahubaha Devi Vajastadana. 37. Tasmini Pastite Pape Jore Chagaya Hade Nehru Vayora Jantri Deva Vayanta Chakinapi Apachitam Kuvan Dantavakro Rasisadaga. With a sinful Shalva now dead and his shoulder airfishes, the airship destroyed the heavens and sounded the kettle drums played by Krishna. Then Dr. Bhakra wanted to avenge the death of his friends, furiously attacked the Lord. On down after another shock, and then shock, While Shalva continues to hurl the tons of weapons with great force, ditching his prowess out of the tail, shot his arrow at Shalva, and shattered his arm and bow, and pressed through. Then with his club, Lord smashed his enemy's shoulder. One thing to notice in this verse is very nice. In the second line, Shalom Shai Shalva. You always say that in Sanskrit. Shalom Shai Shalva. Shalva refers to Krishna, and it's very heroic. The words are not picked. They are perfectly composed. Sanskrit documents perfectly composed. So we're always giving an example of this. Is not a mess. Shara is a power. With this power. Ojasa, great force. One thing to notice here in these verses, it mentions that Krishna's using the club and he's called Vikrama, Amoga Vikrama. The word Amoga is used throughout, sometimes used in the beginning of the first canon, actually, just for Krishna, and also for Vyasadeva, who's an incarnate character. Bhuktikam, Javavanam. This is several verses. describing how Vyasadeva saw Kaliyuga and why he composed the Bhagavatam, and he's called a moving trick that he can see. He has infallible vision because he's actually a incarnation of Krishna. He can see how the Kaliyuga will play out. Therefore, he's composed this whole Bhagavatam because he's right up there with Krishna. He can see the same as Krishna. I'm older. I told Mahabharata the Vani will drink. In another verse, Narayuni refers to Vyasadeva also as a mole. In fact, two verses in the fifth chapter, verse 9, he refers to him as a mole drink. So we're in good hands that Vyasadeva is a mole drink. He's never alluded to the infallible Vikrama. And the word Vikrama is also significant. Prana steps, activities in Vikrama, great specifically, like Tri Prana. Good Vikrama. It means that he took three big steps, and it also means that he enlivens the three worlds, Tri Vikrama, throughout the three worlds. So, Vikrama, the name of Krishna, Amoga Vilya. Sometimes Krishna is known as Amoga Vilya, but his power, his Vilya, is also infallible. Amoga Vilya. So, Tadvayam, his strong Amoga Vilya. His Leelas are Amoga. That's in the third chapter, verse 1. In the description given, the sages, Sukhi Goswami, is describing that by down the Brahma Moga Vila. So you have to that in Salvo, and it says, under the interpretation, someone who can understand this is given to the qualification, which is under the interpretation. Those are the enemies. Who are pure at heart, because Krishna, as opposed to Shalva, is described as Vijayapati, that he creates, maintains, and destroys this universe without the least entanglement on his part. He's performing pastimes like here with Shalva, that he's never ever. The reading so called illusion that Shalva thought he was putting Krishna under some of it never can happen. But Krishna is an illusion because he creates the entire universe. So, also throughout these verses of the Rishabed, Krishna Prabhupada says in his purport in Krishna book, he's compared the enthusiasm of Shalva is compared to the speedy march of flies into the fire. Which we often see, one is a fire and then it flies and one is a fire. In my fort, we used to get little bugs, and at the end, I'm sure it still happens, but in a certain season, these tiny little flies, not like necessarily the ones we have, but they're kind of small. And smaller. They have different ones too, but the small flies. They have a particular name, but they are. So they fly into the light. The light is like a fire. And they're very enthusiastic. Or if there's a fire, finish within a second. Our lives are like that. Shalva's life is like that. No matter what, how big we think we are, we're flying to the fire and finish. So in the morning, sometimes the prophet mentioned that also. Who would sweep up all these, kind of a foot tall, practically something, by a foot. But maybe they can't help it. They're very enthusiastic to climb to fire. I think they probably remember said we drink milk, I don't know about this, probably kind of strong. But whoever was boiling the milk, then the bugs would go into the milk and fire. Have your cup of milk, I thought it was your folks in the Bible. And that, kind of, something you don't, you know, meditate on, you know. And you kind of sit in the middle of your teeth, so but the desire for milk is more than the desire to avoid having bugs. They're very enthusiastic. Michelle is very enthusiastic. Just like the modern way, everybody, materialistic person. The devotees, they're supposed to have this enthusiasm. What's on? And the communists have an enthusiasm. They're not devoted. They're very enthusiastic to do materialistic. And Ubrakan, and they're finished. Some people are very enthusiastic. Yeah. Wow, let's have a war. That sounds really good. You know, let's sell these weapons to the guys. Or whatever they do. But, oh, let's have this plane. Let's have this and that. And the next thing, you know, boom, the plane shot down. The people are shot up. Very enthusiastic to sell guns. And some people, oh, why didn't you shot? So enthusiastic to sell the guns, so they get them killed. Very enthusiastic to drive cars. And it's more cigarettes. Because recently we were in Europe, and America now, we're kind of not so enthusiastic to smoke cigarettes. Because so many people are dying, but somehow or other still, since we got off the plane in Belgium, where the place is Brussels, we noticed people very enthusiastic to smoke cigarettes. Many more people smoking more than we smoke. And the time gets in the air, they're more enthusiastic to smoke cigarettes than we are to rush in, because you can't get much. All over the smoking, very enthusiastic. No, this is their enthusiasm. And the thing is, the top of the tanga, the tanga. The tanga means bugs, flies, moss. In the Bible, Peter, the Lord, chapter, one of the verses there, describing, the Dharapurpa, what Jim is describing. Pratanga, the top to be done, just like the moss flying into the top. Pratanga. The Shanti Nashad, so in the day, it's in the day of great speed. Very much. The devotees are great to have this much enthusiasm. Sometimes my room, even the next day, the demons are so, they're getting so much merciful. Enthusiastic of the food. So much merciful Krishna. I cannot be that enthusiastic. But we want to be enthusiastic, but not exactly. It's wise. In the fifth canto, there's a description of the Judge Bharat teachings. And so, during the description, Sukadeva Swami says that the path of Bharamara, and Dhrupad was also Bharamara, but this path is like a Buddha, and Buddha was the path of Buddha. And the path of other kings and other lineages are just like flies, and the kings, so to speak, shall also rest. Just like a fly, like a Guru. The flapping of his wings is his shastras. He carries Krishna on his back. And Vishnu has his club, Gada, which he's smashing right now, which he's smashing himself. And also his disc. This comes here in verse 35. As Shalva rushed in, the Lord shut his Valadar and cut off his arm. Having finally decided to kill Shalva, Krishna raised his daughter from this place to assemble the sun, the sun of the universe over my head. The brilliant and shining Lord appeared like an easy old time, there in the sun. So this Sudarshan literally means that he is Darshan is the sea. So the Sudarshan, no one can escape the Sudarshan. Jeparat also described that in the fifth canto. The qualifications, the qualities of the Sudarshan Chakra. That this Sudarshan Chakra, we know that Krishna uses the chakra many times. He cut off the
It's usually fall, you know, they're on hotshot and sometimes aquaphone. He uses it to protect. And so, this Sudarshan is spending the life of every humanity, is described from the tiniest atom up to Brahma's life. They're all finished. From the tiniest blade of grass up to the maximum entity, Lord Brahma, all taken care of by the Sudarshan chakra. And it is infallible, it cannot be checked by anybody, Shalva included. Shalva or anybody, everyone is being cut down. Well, this. We don't see the disc, but this disc, in the material world, this disc is the time element, the Kala chakra. Prahlada Maharaj describes that in several prayers. Other places in Bhagavad, the Kala chakra is like this big lama, the potential of all the Bhagavad. Sometimes described as 16 wheels, and sometimes up to 1,000 sahasra, not wheels, these folks. So no matter where we may go, this Sudarshan chakra and the time factor is cutting everyone back. Not everyone is as famous as Shalva. Still, he's nothing but a fly. Very insignificant fly. Not that the devotees are puffed up. Even Thakur Haridas, speaking with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, said, I am less than a fly. So he was about to leave his body. He said, if a fly disappears from this world, still, the devotees, they take shelter of Krishna. And although the Sudarshan Kala Chakra is spinning, the Jagannath says, by taking full shelter, even the greatest gunapi vichalate, says the sixth chapter, even the greatest danger, the devotees are not affected, even if they're about to be decapitated, they're not disturbed. They understand it's Krishna, just like Prabhupada was hearing bombs in Calcutta. The sense of Krishna. He didn't want to be disturbed from taking his kachori. Others were saying, abide, you have to go into the shelter. Not disturbed. The noise is not disturbed. Not that we have the kachori. The idea is that the insignificant fly life, those that don't take shelter of Krishna, they try to take shelter of other things. When they understand that this Kala chakra is approaching, Jagannath compares it to a dark cave, which is a giant elephant. So I'm bad enough being in a pitch dark cave. It's like impending death. So if there's a big elephant in there, you kind of know they're finished. Or sometimes compared to like the lion of death. If the lion comes in here, somebody's going to die. Which is lion. I mean, there are a few guys who could deal with lions. You see another lion, but two guys on the planet. So, short of that, most people are going to get it. Or one tiger, they have tigers still, it's only 2,000 tigers left. And they approach the villagers and say, why don't you go leave the village? We'll give you so much food. So the tigers are becoming extinct, so we want to enliven the tigers or try to keep them from dying out. And then the villagers say, have some type of village tiger, because everyone knows a lion and a tiger. So this lion is like this impending death. So without taking shelter of Krishna, others take shelter of some bogus system, whatever bogus Prabhupada describes. They're compared to like vultures, buzzards, crows. Now these buzzards, vultures, crows, herons, they have no effect against the lion. Chew them up. So by taking shelter of something other than this Krishna consciousness, They're like taking shelter of these sinful birds, these vultures, these heavens, these crows. And so many people come forward in the guise of various teachers, instructors, politicians, swamis, gurus, and they preach some type of philosophy in some professors or anybody advertising anything. Take shelter of this, you'll become happy. So one never becomes happy because that dollar chocolate takes away that. Material world, one has to take shelter of the stars. That is the prescription given, is to give up the false shelters. Ashraya, so-called ashraya. Krishna is the actual ashraya. The devotee is there, the ashraya. He's the vishaya, but he's the ashraya. One who takes shelter of others other than Krishna, the sudarsanchak, or the club, there will be a stop. And for the devotees, there's the lotus flower, described the lotus flower. Very nice, these blessings of the lotus flower. Rather than the demons, it's described as blood on the club, also in the Buddha's description. Since I have a brother of a child, he gives all description of the yogi. The yogi has to meditate on the form. Lord Vishnu. And furthermore, in the 11th chapter of the Gita, we're actually describing how these enemies, these shatrus, described as shatrus, persons like Yudhisthira, or any devotees described as the jata shastra, their enemies never actually born. They have no enemy. The devotee has no enemy. So others, they may take the devotee, they may take Krishna as mainly Krishna describes it. The enemy is the mind. Bangu, Akamas. The one who has conquered his mind, Bangu, made it a friend, then his mind is conquered. But Bhagavad Gita, Shakti Bhakti, the mind, if not conquered, which gives a prescription how to conquer the mind, especially the Parinam. Shot through Jai Kamam from one verse in the Kundamala Sloka, this has so many enemies, but by chanting the holy name, all enemies, Samsara, Jai Kamam, from Chapa Chapa Sakadam, follow on from. One gets the fruit of his human life by this taking hold of all enemies. This is true. Because his best friend, oh Harinam, you are my greatest friend. Rakshananda Goswami says, the Bhagavatam is my friend, my only bliss, my instructor, my shelter, my guru. So by taking shelter of Bhagavatam, even Bhagavatam, Namakam, is equal to all of us. So all the days, by taking shelter of the holy name, Bhagavatam, then you have no enemy. The Lord sees no one's enemy. The Shun Corner Shikai page simply experiences happiness in this material world. The young Bhutan Ravan, the Lord. This is the vision that will be bequeathed by our acharyas, Vyasadeva, Shukadeva, Prabhupada. I'm older. Infallible vision. The prophet was flattered that Swamiji knows his life philosophy. He didn't take it. The flattery. But he said, no. But by Vyasadeva's mercy, Vyasa Prasada, Shri Ram, at the end of the Bhagavad Gita, is described. But the mercy of Yasudeva, some giants there also, by that mercy, I'm experiencing ecstasy again and again, just thinking of this conversation between Krishna and Arjuna, and thinking of the form of Krishna, again and again, my hairs are standing on him. So this is the subject of all this. I think, wow, this guy is getting shot by the ball. All the shoulders are here. Wonderful, no? So finally, after the description of the enemies being these fools, mother flies, the Dharam, on the way, that's also described as rivers, but like flies, Arjuna says, Pakyahi, Pakyahi, this is called Uruhubo, oh Lord of fierce form, please describe what is your mission. All of a sudden, you can transcend the world. You've seen Krishna just a few minutes before. But now he's saying, what is your actual mission? Well, you asked for this, Arjuna, but now then he asked for your talk. So what Krishna said, Nimittamatram Bhavasavasa, he said, by previous arrangement, Purva, all these warriors, they'll be destroyed on this battle. They become non Bhavasanti Sade. Except for you, the Pandavas, one or two others, everyone here will be destroyed. So, you take the credit. They become famous by our Vilda, by my divine arrangement. Nimitta Mahaprabhu means become the instrument. Bhavasarasachin, you become the instrument. Otherwise, Kalosmi Loka Chakra. I am time, I am that Sudarshan Chakra. You're asking who I am? Kalosmi, I am time. Kalakalikam Ham. Kalosmi Loka Chakra Pribido Pribid Vicham. Everyone here will be destroyed by Pribido. So, if one wants to be the enemy of Krishna, you better be enthusiastic, because Krishna is watching. So, Esha Bhagavanam Kala. So, Esha Masamadha, the first name of the conversation between Narayana and the Lord, the first one. So, Esha Bhagavanam Kala. He's Bhagavan, but he's come in the form of Tama. So, there's no use in lamenting. Makanchanashto Rajam, this was spoken the door to Jitarashtra. Makanchanashto Rajam, don't bother with any lamentation, king. Jitarashtra never quite became king, but ironically, he's being addressed as the king. Sapala Vishayo. All the living enemies are coming together. Sasandhanapi Mumpani, Sayo, Janapi, Jap. Sasandhanapi, they're coming together and then separating. Even the Pandavas, everybody can separate. Even the greatest rulers of the planet, Sapala worship, they worship Krishna. Just have it, just become sane. If they're probably become sane. Unfortunately, we don't have sane rulers. Still think we have control. Fly like so broken. So this is Sudarshan Chakra. It's not like a fantasy, but it's the days and nights are sometimes described. 360 days and nights. 100 years, 36,000. This is the Kala. And the days are coming, the nights are coming. Divine Shi Vyajala. And materialists are burning, Vyajala. Their heart, Vyajala, is burning from this chakra. The same chakra is burning them from within. because they're trying to enjoy this Holocaust, this Jewish nation. But it's only meant to pay God in this material world. So Paul also stressed in the fifth canto, purples, talk about Nobel Prize, rather than getting Nobel Prize for those purples in the fifth canto, fourth canto.